This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. A budget battle is limiting the legislative work that can be done for farmers and ranchers. We'll have more from the American Farm Bureau Federation right after this.
When market conditions make it hard to turn a profit, it's time to reconsider your crop insurance strategy. Adding an area plan, also called county-based coverage, to your underlying policy can help bridge the gap between profit and loss, especially in a year of high input costs and low commodity prices. Farm Credit Services of America has the tools and expertise to help you determine if an area plan is right for your operation. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
With elections looming, the congressional calendar is tight. Right now, Congress is locked in a funding battle. Emily Buckman, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the deadline is quickly approaching.
Well, September 30th marks the end of fiscal year 2024. This means Congress has roughly 2 weeks to pass government funding legislation to avoid a government shutdown. The activities of most federal agencies are generally funded on an annual basis through the enactment of regular appropriation bills. So the annual appropriations process governs the discretionary portion of the federal budget.
Buckman says a continuing resolution is likely necessary to avoid a shutdown at this point, but the two chambers are at an impasse.
Well, the House and Senate have not agreed on how long they would like a continuing resolution to be. The House of Representatives is expected to consider legislation that would fund the government through March 2025. Now, on the other side, the Senate would like to see a shorter continuing resolution that would punt the discussion into December. It is an election year, and the congressional calendar is very limited.
Buckman says government funding is the first step in getting to work on a growing list of must-pass legislation.
Time is limited for the rest of the year to take up legislation, which is why it's imperative that Congress funds the federal government beyond September 30th so that we avoid a government shutdown and allow for work on other efforts, including passage of a new farm bill. Updating the farm safety net to help farmers manage risk is necessary for America's food supply.
For more, visit fb.org. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.